This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
European leaders try again to contain a crisis that's getting worse.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson in for Steve Chiatakis. France and Germany want to change European Union treaties to make it easier to deal with Europe's debt crisis. That's the latest solution out of a meeting today in Strasbourg, France. As for the problem, well, it's getting worse. Portugal had its credit rating downgraded to junk this morning. And of course, the Eurozone grand poobah, Germany, isn't feeling all that great right now either. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Yesterday, the German government failed to sell all the bonds it wanted to sell. Many traders said this was a sign that the fears about debt have now reached the Eurozone's strongest economy. Simon Tilford is with the Centre for European Reform. He says this could give the French president some leverage over the German leader.
I certainly think that Sarkozy will feel emboldened by the fact that the crisis has spread to the core and will seek to steer the discussion away from this obsessive focus with fiscal austerity as a solution to the crisis.
He says the French are now stepping up their pressure on the Germans to drop their opposition to a new expanded role for the European Central Bank. The French want the ECB to act more like the Federal Reserve, to print money and buy vast quantities of government debt. But after the meeting in Strasbourg, the German leader was unmoved. Angela Merkel said there would be no change in the role of the ECB. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, here in the U.S., it's the busiest time of the year for food banks, and this year they need more cash than ever because they're having to pay food producers for stuff they used to get for free. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
Food makers are eking out more efficiency with fewer processing or labeling mistakes and a tighter rein on inventories. And instead of donating food near its expiration date, it's being diverted to a growing secondary market, largely discount stores. Al Brislane heads the Harry Chapin Food Bank of Southwest Florida. He points out all that dollar store food isn't necessarily serving the kinds of customers who really need it.
Some are low income, but, you know, there's bargain seekers that drive Mercedes-Benz, so you really can't make any kind of blanket statement as to who these customers are at these stores.
Brislane says he doesn't blame companies for focusing on the bottom line, and some of the major names in the secondary market, Big Lots, for example, end up donating themselves. Paula Thornton Greer speaks for the hunger relief charity Feeding America.
What they give to us in terms of food and funds is invaluable.
She says that hasn't stopped her organization from pressing producers to reconsider donating to food banks versus selling to the secondary market. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks closed mixed in overseas trading this morning, down just a slight percentage in Frankfurt and up just a little bit in London. Wall Street closed for Thanksgiving today. Yesterday, the Dow fell 236 points to close at 11,257.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, so we're going to talk food now with someone whose food products are going to be found on many dinner tables in America today. Randy Papadelis, he's the president and CEO of Ocean Spray, and he joins us now from Lakeville, Massachusetts. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jeremy?
Great. Well, let me ask you, because it's Thanksgiving, let's start by talking about cranberries. You are the biggest producer of them, did more than $2 billion in sales last year. How much of that happens during Thanksgiving week?
Well, you know, surprisingly, cranberries sell somewhat equally throughout the year, but certainly our cranberry sauce products are sold primarily at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Why do you think cranberries are so associated with Thanksgiving?
I think the fact that they were on the table at the first Thanksgiving here in Plymouth, I think, has a lot to do with the folklore surrounding cranberries. We like to say that the cranberry is to the month of November what the pumpkin is to the month of October.
Now, a lot of companies that make food products are being impacted by the rising price of commodities, the rising price of the ingredients that they use. Is that something that you have to worry about?
Absolutely. We're in a tough situation right now where much of what we buy, whether it be the plastic for our bottles, the other fruit concentrates that we blend with cranberries, the corrugate, the packaging that we put our products in, all of those are up significantly on a global basis. We're paying a lot more for our inputs, but because of the state of the economy, we're unable to pass those prices along to customers.
When you look at the global economy right now, and you've got a China that is growing very rapidly, some people think that there may be a bubble going on over there. You've got Europe and its debt crisis. You've got gridlock in Washington. How do those things impact you as a seller of food products?
Perhaps the biggest way it impacts us is in the way it might impact our customers. If our consumers take the uncertainty of the global economy and translate that into their purchasing habits, that will have an impact on our sales rate. Businesses don't like uncertainty, and if we can limit that uncertainty, we're in a better position.
What about taxes? So much of the debate right now in Washington is about not wanting to tax the job creators, as some call them, as some would call you, and that's really the main issue that's making you, a job creator, make a decision. Is that true?
I would say it's less about the taxes that we pay in North America and more about the trade barriers that might exist between countries. We've got various parts of the world that for whatever reason are imposing tariffs on U.S. cranberries that are making it harder for us to sell and compete in various parts of the world.
Finally, how many days a year do you think you consume cranberries?
Every day.
Really?
I have a glass of cranberry juice every morning.
Wow.
It's dedication. I happen to love cranberries. It's such a treat to be able to work for a company that you actually thoroughly enjoy the product. And I've been working here for 10 years and I'm not sick of it yet.
Well, Randy Papadelis, president and CEO of Ocean Spray, thanks so much and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, Mr. Papadelis mentioned that most people like to buy cranberry sauce already made. Turns out Ocean Spray sells 86 million cans of it every year. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
So you want to have a huge Thanksgiving feast, but you want to save money and use the freshest ingredients. So what to do?
Do not raise your own turkeys. Stuffing, you know, homemade stuffing is better. But I do have a sentimental attachment to Pepperidge Farm because that's what I grew up with.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Do it yourself or just go out and buy it. That's next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.